The Grim Reaper's Dance by Judy Clements. Prepare to exit freeway onto Route 250 for in 2 miles. The GPS's female voice was soothing, as if it knew exactly where it was and who it was talking to.
"That's nice," Death said. "Very confident and calming. I think we should name her. Uma, maybe."
"That's calming. Kill Bill." Images of spurting blood and exposed brains filled Casey's mind.
"Okay, we'll name her Laura Ingalls Wilder. Is that better?"
Casey watched the road signs and tried to ignore Death's banter. "Prepare to exit freeway," Laura Ingalls Wilder said. "Route 254.
"Is this right?" Casey asked, panicked. "We're not in Wichita yet."
"Suburb," Death said. "Just outside city limits. Don't freak out."
The GPS dinged, and Casey turned off the highway, her heart pumping. It was a new development outside the center city, with roads named after people. Patrick Road, Jennifer Street, Olivia Lane.
"You have arrived at your destination," Laura said.
Death gestured toward the front door.
"Ready?"
Casey took a deep breath, centering herself, trying to forget what she'd just done. She hadn't driven a vehicle for almost a year and a half, and she was feeling it from her head to her toes. She rolled her neck forward, easing the tension, and tried to imagine a happier time. That didn't work. She took another deep breath, let it out, and open the door.